Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Victoria Bennion, and the founder of the Victoria Bennion Podcast Booking Agency. And you're listening to The Best Guest, the podcast for business owners, creatives, and entrepreneurs who want to harness the power of podcasts to grow their platforms and increase their visibility. We're here to support you on your journey, bringing you actionable tips with each episode. Now, let's begin. Hello and welcome to The Best Guest Podcast. Thank you very much for joining me here today, where we're going to talk about if you can guest on podcasts using a pen name. This is something that's come up a few times with our author clients who choose to use a pseudonym for their writing. There are various reasons why someone might want to write under a pseudonym. When you use a pen name, you can protect your identity and you have a level of anonymity. For example, you may have a high-profile professional job that you want to keep separate from your writing, or you just don't want people from your 9-to-5 asking you questions about your writing. You definitely don't want your podcasts or articles about your books to show up on Google when someone searches you. It could be that you're talking about something very sensitive, or you may have legal or safety reasons to protect your identity. Sometimes writers use pen names to conceal their gender, or just adopted name that's more neutral. J.K. Rowling did this rather than use Joanne, as it was felt that having a girl's name might be off-putting for boys. She's also written crime novels under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith, in a totally different genre from Harry Potter. And J.K. Rowling's in good company. Agatha Christie also wrote under Mary Westmacott. Stephen King has used Richard Bachman. Mark Twain was actually the pen name for Samuel Langhorne Clemens. As you can see, this isn't something new. Authors have used pseudonyms for a variety of reasons throughout the years. So going back to our question, can you utilize a podcast interview strategy if you're writing under a pseudonym? In short, yes, you can. It's a good idea to be clear at the outset how much anonymity you require and make sure that you communicate this to your marketing team or podcast booking agency. We've even had authors engage us using their pen name, and this is all we use and use to introduce them to hosts. It depends on the level of privacy that you're going for. It's a personal decision. But there are some things to be aware of in advance of getting started with podcasts. Hosts are likely to ask for a headshot to promote your episode. So think about if you're happy with your image being out there alongside your pen name. If not, you may need to think about using a stock photo instead. It's also becoming increasingly popular for podcast hosts to use a video element. I know we often think podcasts, so it must just be audio, but more and more shows are being published on YouTube as well as the usual audio platforms, and or it could be that the host wishes to create short form videos such as reels to promote the show on social media. So if your image needs to be concealed, you're either going to have to select the podcast that you want to appear on quite carefully, making sure that they don't use a video element, or be prepared to have discussions with hosts about concealing your identity and find out what's possible for them to accommodate. Depending on why you're writing under a pen name, it could add a level of suspense, something that you can use as an angle in your marketing. The majority of podcast interviews will take place over platforms such as Zoom, where you will usually be visible to the host on camera. If you're not happy with the host seeing you, this is something you'll wish to discuss ahead of your interview and look at different options. For example, there might be the possibility of using an avatar or just having the camera off, but you'll need to discuss this with each podcast host. So to sum up, using a pen name is not a barrier to appearing on podcasts and to making the most of a podcast interview strategy. You can still use podcast interviews to grow your author platform, to build traffic to your website, to increase book sales, to improve your SEO, to give you fresh content for your channels, and to build your brand. So, good luck with your podcast interview strategy. If you need any help, you know where we are. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening to the Best Guest podcast today. I'll talk to you again in the next episode.